Each time we are privileged to come forward to receive the Holy Eucharist here at St. Wenceslaus, we see the pelican in the floor. I've taught you its symbolism in the theological virtue of charity. The symbolism of the pelican is familiar to us. Another bird symbol that may not be so familiar to us, especially in churches in the Middle East, is the ostrich, or specifically the ostrich egg. My father collects the Ukrainian painted eggs. He's got 30, 40, 70 of them, I don't know how many. I gave him for Father's Day a few years ago a painted ostrich egg, and I wanted to hold that up as a prop, but my mother and father are not coming in until this afternoon for tomorrow's Mass at Trinity. So imagine that I'm holding a Ukrainian painted ostrich egg from the Institute. They're beautiful. They're beautiful. Maybe it's better I didn't. It probably would have been broken, but anyway. The symbolism of the ostrich egg is from the fact that when the mother ostrich lays her egg, she buries it in the sand, but then very carefully covers it to disguise it so that predators will not be able to find it. The problem for the mother ostrich is that the egg is so well hidden, it's so well disguised, that if she takes her eye off the spot, she too will lose it. And so the mother ostrich has to stand or sit, but she has to stare with absolute undivided attention at the exact place where she buried her egg. The life of her unborn baby ostrich depends on it. In fact, you almost have to kill the mother ostrich. You almost have to kill her to force her to look away from that spot. Now, you may think a predator can just observe where she's looking and go have the snack, but it doesn't work that way, I guess. The ostrich egg symbolism is intended to remind the people who come to Mass that they come to Mass to stare at God, to look at God with undivided attention, as you're doing. The gospel today is from Matthew chapter 5. Matthew chapter 5 is the beginning of the Sermon on the Mount, our Lord's greatest sermon on that western shore of Galilee. The Sermon on the Mount begins with the Beatitudes. And I think, having spoken about the symbol of the ostrich egg, the Beatitude that speaks best to us is this one: blessed are the clean of heart, they shall see God. The clean of heart, the purity of our desire to stare at God with our heart, which is our whole being. Jesus is saying that in the midst of all that is going on in our lives, in the midst of all that we can look at in our lives, there's one priority: to look at God, to stare, or we will lose sight of Him. In the midst of the highs and lows of our life, we come to Mass to look again at our Blessed Lord. In the midst of our weaknesses, our failures, in the midst of our sin, born of any occasion, or our simple exhaustion of living, we come to Mass to gaze upon our Lord because we desire to see God. And in doing so, my dear people, we will be blessed. We will be happy. Amen.